The gates and doors are barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hope of sorrow, half in fear of the day. We find the soldiers crashing through, drag us all away.
Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street.
Stood there beside me and she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden,
then John ran on ahead.
We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. An hour when they'd taken him is more than I can tell.
Something strange had happened there, but what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very.
Inside the house again, all the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. But at last it came to choices I denied, I knew his name. And even if he was alive, wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees, clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet. As I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into me.
Joyful noise to the Lord. Say, he's alive.
He's alive.